Welcome to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church dedicated to helping you engage your world as you help others follow Jesus. Join us as we hear inspiring stories of gospel transformation from our partners and missionaries. Here's your host, Jeff Geip.
Today, we're privileged to be joined by Andre and Nina, our global partners in the beautiful country of Slovenia. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Andre and Nina. Welcome, Andre and Nina. So good to see you.
Thank you, Jeff.
We are recording today from your lovely home in Slovenia.
Yeah, welcome to Slovenia, Jeff.
I know.
How are you liking it?
Okay, let's just say you always hear, oh, go to Prague, go to France. I say go to Slovenia.
Amen.
We agree.
Right?
We agree.
Yeah, Ljubljana and Celje. Did I say that right?
Celje.
And where did we go yesterday?
Maribor.
Oh, so beautiful.
Three biggest cities in Slovenia.
And you know what's so funny is they're so small compared to most cities. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful country. Nina, would you begin just by sharing a little bit about your family?
Yes, I would love to. So Andre and I have been married for 23 years. And we have three beautiful children that were very prayed for because at the beginning of our marriage, we couldn't have them. So now we have Eva, who is turning 16. We have Timotei, who is turning 11. And we have Isaac, who will be turning 9 in October.
Wow, that's a handful.
It's a handful,
Who's the most difficult kid? I mean, you can say Andre if it's true.
Yes, I would not name a kid, please, because in a couple of years they'll be listening to this and they will say, Mom, I knew it. He was your favorite. I take the fifth.
Just take the fifth.
We don't have that in our country. Right, so right. Through the movies, I will take the fifth.
All of your kids have been such a joy to be with. It's been so much fun getting to know them too. And so, Andre, you were sharing with me the other day just the long history of religion in Slovenia. And it started with a man that, of course, I can't pronounce his name. Who was that that you were telling me about the other day?
So Primož Trubar was a Catholic priest that studied with Martin Luther. And then he said, I want this for my people. He traveled back and forth from Germany to here. He was persecuted for his beliefs. But he wrote first books, first Slovene books, with the intention of Slovenes being able to read the Bible in their own language. And that was 500 years ago.
Yeah.
But then in between from then, you know, was a strong Protestant push. But then it was also strong not-so-Protestant push in between. So we lost a lot of that heritage. But once Slovenia became independent and when we got the euros, they put his name or his face on a 1 euro coin. And this is kind of coming back because he started the Slovene language, or he put the Slovene language in books. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people know that his desire was not for Slovenes to have Slovene language, but for Slovenes to be able to know God and know him fully.
That's so cool. What is the religious, where are we today? Is it like post-Christian? Are we, does it look like?
It is a mix of post-Christian and post-communism. Mm. On paper, 50% of people are Catholics, Roman Catholics. But when you talk to Roman Catholics, you would see that maybe 10% of those that say they're Roman Catholics actually go to church, maybe believe. There are for sure some strong believers in Catholic Church, but predominantly people are searching for something. There's a lot of new age influence. There's a lot of, I don't know, but I believe there is something there. But Jesus, not so much among people.
Well, that's the beauty of Josiah Venture. Nina, you and Andre have been part of Josiah Venture for how many years?
15.
15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Eva was just a baby when we first joined the organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back a little bit because yesterday we got to see where two Calvary Chapel missionaries led you to the Lord. Is that right?
That is true. I love that story. Since you have that background, it was so much more fun to tell it.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was these young people, just married. I think they were 19 and 20 years old. And they came in front of our high school, downtown Maribor. And I was a high school student. And they were standing outside. He was playing the guitar, singing DC Talks, Jesus Freak.
Mm-hmm.
The older generation.
Should we sing it real quick?
No. Maybe it's not appropriate. I would have, though. You could have done it, Jeff.
Well, you could have.
No. It's a hard song, but a fun one. Anyways, he was singing that he had an amazing hairdo, the mullet, right? Is that how it's called? Big glasses. And she was this little petite wife beside him. But friends came running into school saying, Nina, these Americans are here. You have to see them. And I was like, okay, I want to see some Americans, you know. There are not that many back then in our country. We came out, we met them. They were fantastic people. And they had this joy and this, oh my goodness, this kindness about them that I was drawn to them immediately. So I just started following them around literally. And he would have a Bible study in the park. And a lot of young people would gather and listen to him. And we just read the word, and I became their friend. Like, I also went to their house to see how they lived, and I felt like a little bit I was in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what was happening in front of my eyes. I had never seen that kind of kindness and joy. And so pretty quickly they told me, this is Jesus in their life. Personal relationship with him. Because I knew about Jesus, like Andrea was mentioning, the Catholicism. That was part of my family as well. And I know about God, but I didn't know relationship with him. Mm. So that was my beginning.
Yeah, that was so beautiful for me, having a long history at Calvary Chapel and knowing many people that were here in Europe, Eastern Europe, serving in Ukraine and Budapest and all over. And so that really, really touched me. And then you went on and met Andre and pretty much shared the Lord with him. Yeah?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, we were very young mm-hmm. and we fell so in love. I gave him a Bible at the beginning of our relationship, and I just kind of said, and I wrote it inside, in my dreams, in my wildest dreams, because he didn't know the Lord, you and I are joined before God, mm-hmm. you know, and we have this life. And long story short, 3 years down the road, this is what happened to him as well. Mm-hmm. And it was a moment where the Lord was like, okay, I have a plan for you guys together. Andre became a believer. We got baptized, we got married, and our life really began, I would say.
And then Josiah Venture, was that the first ministry that you were involved with, Andre?
No. I moved to Zagreb to go to school, then we got married, Nina came to Zagreb. So we lived there for 8 years together.
And this is Croatia.
Mm-hmm. In Zagreb, Croatia. Mm-hmm. And we served in a church, worked with youth, worked with children, started different camps. And then once we finished our school, God called us back home to plant a church here. And the whole idea from the beginning was to give something to the youth that the world doesn't offer, like a good environment to be in, saturated with the gospel, make disciples that make disciples, and church will grow. And as we moved back here, we met the Josiah Venture missionaries, and they said, we work with youth, and we started talking, and we explained what we envisioned for Maribor and how to reach young people, and they went, yeah, we've been doing this in Slovenia for several years now. And so we went on just to see what they do. It was at the Calvary Chapel Castle in Milstadt. Mm-hmm. We saw the first Josiah Venture English camp, and our minds were just like blown away. Seeing, at that point, I think it was around 70 young Slovenes dancing, singing Christian songs, hearing the gospel clearly presented, and we were like, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is what we would love to see. This is what we envision. You know, me, I was even thinking, when were they stealing my ideas?
Yes.
This is exactly what I want to see. And they go, yeah, we've been doing this around whole Eastern Europe for 15 years. I'm like, okay, maybe not my ideas, but something.
Well, that's how the Holy Spirit works.
Exactly.
It's so crazy.
It's something that God's been using. And so we joined the organization right away because we said, why would we start the same thing if we can join forces and reach so many more people? So yeah, now it's been 15 years.
Wow. Well, then how did you get connected with Fellowship Bible Church?
It was actually through this camp. So our organization here in Slovenia helps several different churches. And one of the strongest tools that we've been using is summer evangelistic camps. As we started here in Maribor, some other people started in Celje, in Calvary Chapel, and they were doing English camps. And they got connected with Fellowship Bible because Fellowship Bible Church was sending the American team that helped with camps. Mm. And as we started, we only had few youth, and we said, let's join and have a camp together. And there they were,
wow.
All these wonderful people from Nashville. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh.
It was actually our teammates, wasn't it, at that time? And still today, Josiah Venture teammates, Johnny and Brooke Stevens. Mm-hmm. Was they had a connection, yeah.
Wow, it's so amazing.
I know. Yeah. And it's been so many years.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many.
How many teams do you think have come from Fellowship Bible Church?
I want to say they've been sending teams for 12 years.
Wow. And so some of the people on those teams are serving alongside of you today, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Amanda.
Amanda's yes. here.
And then Amy Moore. And the lives that you've seen transformed, mm-hmm. how has that affected you in your walk?
There's so many stories of mm-hmm. life change. But since we're talking about Celia and those camps and involvement of Fellowship Bible Church, it's in Celia, youth leader in church right now, who's also our co-worker on the Josiah Venture team, Urch, and his wife, Dorothea, both of them are, but especially Urch, because he was on such a rebellious path. And seeing him going from, you know, hating religion, hating, just very, very lost, to now going like, Jesus is my king. This right. is it. And because we don't see many conversions here, the work is pretty hard. Once we see that, we go, yeah, all these years mm-hmm. for one, it's worth it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And but God granted us more than one. But sometimes it feels like, oh, we're working hard just for one. But that one is then like precious. And your life is changed. As their life is being changed, you're like, okay. Let's go. Let's get another one and another one and another one.
All of us have been serving the Lord for a couple decades at least. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've realized so clearly over the last few years is that, you know, the way we serve Jesus is very simple, but it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I mean,
exactly.
How are things been difficult for you? You live here, you're Slovenian, you live here. And like you just said, you're not seeing lots of conversions. Mm-hmm. So how does that affect your, you know, your walk with mm-hmm. Jesus?
Oh, it's such a big question, Jeff, for sure is. If I just answer the last part, you said, how does it affect your relationship with Jesus? I have to be honest, after all these years, I feel closer to him. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know my suffering Savior, whereas in my early years of my walk with him, I knew my victorious Savior, you mm-hmm. know, and my joyous, and he's all that, of course. And through time, through the suffering, through trials, I'm beginning to even appreciate that part that we are partakers in his suffering. And so how it's practically coming out is we have, and a lot of people on our team the same, we have a lot of health issues, things that stop us on our tracks to do things, you know, that we want to do, and we have, let's say, desire, and we want to do things, and we're stopped through that. Then sometimes even disunity among even our team, even mm. other believers, even the small churches that we have, some quarrels and things like that, that kind of discourage you, you know? And then I've seen a lot of struggles through our kids. Mm. And so last time I was with Fellowship, I stood on the stage in front of everybody, and all I could think was to say, please pray for my kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't even have specifics necessarily to share with everybody, but in general, if someone thinks of us, just call out for protection, for grace for them, you know? They're on their own, wherever they are. They're not other Christian kids around them. So they have to learn to live in this world as Jesus followers, as light of the world. And so these are some things that I can think of how it has been difficult. And I like big numbers. I'm an extrovert person. I like, when I came to your church, oh, I was worshiping with a number of people, you know. I loved it. I thought it was heaven almost like, you know. And so I like that. That's my personality too. Mm-hmm. And here, we're a small circle. You were right. a part of it.
Yeah. And which was beautiful.
It was. And it is. And I absolutely agree. Yeah. And those people singing are singing with their hearts. But it's not this big, massive thing that you get to see on a daily basis that kind of gives you wings, you know? Mm-hmm. It's more of, oh, are we completely insane yeah. for doing this? I mean, we're from here, but we even hear that because our culture is very open. People just say what they think. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be too polite. So they're going to say, you don't even have a job. What are you doing? You know, what is this? What is that? Oh, you're crazy. You have three people, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that too, a lot of just comments from around that can be really hard sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my side, you know. What's
I think
for you?
One thing that it's hard is because there's a small number of us, we know each other really well. And especially in our case, in our church, we're planting home churches. You know, as you're making disciples, it's not also only our church, but when you're making disciples and focusing on people one-on-one, you grow really close together. Right? And you know them, you know their struggles, they know you, they know your struggles. And then we have seen our fair share of people that are very close turning around and leaving us. Mm. And if it's just leaving, it's hard. It's not as painful as if they're leaving and kicking and screaming while they're leaving. And we've had a fair share of that too, as every other church. Mm-hmm. But I think because we are so close with people and we pour so much of our love and heart into those relationships, and then hurt so much more.
Yeah.
Which is nothing new for Jesus. he was pouring his love.
I think he suffered the same thing.
Oh, man. And you're thinking all the multitudes of people that he healed and that he touched. And then at the end, you know, 120 faithful. Mm-hmm. Out of his 12 closest, not even all 12 were faithful. You know, so we feel a lot of that.
Yeah.
And we see other pastors and workers that we work with is so many times is the same story. Like we poured our love and time and energy in someone, share the gospel. God started doing great things, and then they're like, whatever, mm-hmm. and they're out. I think that is a hard part of work here, is losing those relationships. But then on the other side, you go, I mean, this is pushing you to focus on your relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
Because you know this is the one that you never want to lose, and he will never walk away. Mm-hmm. Others will. I mean, that's given. Because of that, let's keep pushing you back. As soon as you get attached too much to someone, you know, they leave. And sometimes it's for good reasons. We work with youth. Some of our people from our church that we baptized and let the Lord, you know, live around the world. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Great. You know, they worship Jesus there. But we miss him, you know. Yeah. So even if it's for a good reason, it still like hurts.
I've been fortunate to know a lot of missionaries and church planters and pastors over the years. And the number one issue is loneliness. Mm-hmm. Part of it's joyful. You know, you want to send people out. You want to see them serving Jesus. And then sometimes it's not so joyful. I just always remember when Paul says, and we know that God is working all things together for good, for our good and his glory. It's like an eternal good and an ultimate good. Yeah. It's not necessarily feel good.
Nope.
Right? Because we're human.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the things that I have in my 1 minute that I've been at Fellowship, you know, 3 years I think now, but I've just really noticed that Fellowship, man, what a beautiful heart of giving from their treasures.
My word.
Right? It's just crazy. Saw the new driveway, you had carpet in your church.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And it's just so amazing. And then the teams.
Yes.
You know, the three things that we talk about is like, what is true giving? Yes, it is giving of our treasures, but mm-hmm. also of our time and our talents. Yes. So many youth have come over, and we don't ever want to see that stop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, would you
we
say?
Don't either.
Yeah. Oh, please don't stop.
Because it's not only transforming lives here, but it's transforming their lives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's reciprocal, you know, and that's what I love about ministry. But from an adult standpoint, so many people have talents mm-hmm. that they could use to help. What are some things that maybe people my age, you know, you would say, hey, I need some help with this. Would you come over and help us with this? What would be one or two things? I know one thing.
Prayer?
Well, prayer.
Okay. Sorry, I was going to go with prayer always.
Okay, well, 100%.
I'm calling out. You know,
there are certain things we should just know, all of us should know. And that is no doubt the most important. But I noticed yesterday we were having problems getting the computer set up to show stuff at the church.
Oh, my word.
I'm touching a sore spot here.
Yeah, please. We're not talking about that.
Too soon.
Because on Saturday, I have to have this set up.
Yes.
And
so what you're saying is, could somebody get here before Saturday and help me set this up?
Exactly. Help me set up video and audio to work.
Right.
No.
Even That's something funny. Like that, somebody oh, been able word. To come over and help train someone in your church to do audio visual or visual. I'm having a hard time saying that word. Visual.
Visual.
What are some other ways?
I have an opportunity to talk to a lot of missionaries that come here, or people that would like to become missionaries and move to Slovenia, and they say, so what are the needs? What you can think of, it's a need. Because there's only, in a country of 2 million, there's only around 1,800 evangelical Christians. And when we're talking about youth, there's around 350,000 young people. And in the whole country, maybe there's maybe 10 groups that are reaching out to young people. And I go, who will share the gospel with them? So you think of it, there's a need. Now, how do we organize that need? That's a different question.
Right.
But when we talk immediate needs, one thing that we're noticing is we don't have spiritual fathers. A lot of us are first-generation Christians. And we didn't grow up with, you know, the Christian rhythms of life. The morning devotional is, of course you do this because your grandpa did it and your father did it and you do it and we've always done it, you know. All these things are so new for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so any kind of like wisdom in marriage, or Nina's been blessed now and it's doing a lot of parenting coaching. One thing that I've talked to people again and again is personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
No one has ever taught us and other people on how do you do finances Christian way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Business, Christian business, all the taxes and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a big. So pretty much whatever, you think of, we can do. Right now, I'm dreaming about a father-child camp because fathers are so absent. Even if they are in a house, they're not connected to their children or families.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, how can we together go through different experiences where they build that relationship with their child? And of course, I want to share the gospel of that. And to have a strong Christian father-son or father-daughter relationship, we don't see a lot of that.
Right.
Our, people that come to Jesus, they don't see that. And we can model some things for our young generations, for high schoolers or college students. We cannot model for grandparents.
Right.
Like, how are you a good Christian grandparent? How are you a good Christian doctor, businessman, teacher, any of that? We just don't have a lot of it.
Yeah.
We have a few. Thank you, Jesus. But it's not like, hey, yeah, come over. You'll see that. Not so much.
You know, what I'm hearing is something that my wife and I have experienced, having many friends that have been in the ministry overseas for many years. We used to just pick up and go and stay 2 weeks with them, and help them wherever they needed help. And that started, gosh, well over 2 decades ago. And we're still doing those things. And it's so helpful. Sometimes we think, well, we have to be doing something specifically. But sometimes it's just coming alongside and using that talent.
Yep.
I've really enjoyed watching you out training your horses and having a couple of the young girls come and giving them lessons. And gosh, and as I was watching, I'm thinking, I live in Middle Tennessee. There's a few horses there.
Yes,
right?
They are.
I mean, right? Horse trainers, people they could be a wealth of help.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I just, absolutely. I love the idea. We don't have a lot of time to spend on it, but maybe how that emotional help that you're dreaming of. Maybe you could share just a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So here's a big dream. Actually, when we started our ministry here in Slovenia, at one conference, our leader said, if money, energy, and time would not be limited, what would you want to see? And at that time, I immediately had a picture. This is what I would love to see. And it's a center for youth that is safe, that works on mental health and spiritual health of young people, using horses and community, building community. And slowly, whenever God gave us our first horse, we were like, is this becoming a reality?
Mm-hmm.
And now 5 years in, we have more horses, we have kids coming, and we're slowly outgrowing our capacities here. And keep going, okay, God, what is next? What do you have? As this is developing, we've seen some, actually in Nashville, we went to see the Freedom Range Ranch And we're like, God, this is what we would love to see in Slovenia. And well, I don't know, it's all in God's hands as this whole ministry with horses. You know, God is leading and we're running behind going like, okay, God, we're coming. And we'll see where this leads. But
yeah,
if this becomes a reality, this would be pretty crazy.
Those are the things that sometimes the Holy Spirit puts in our hearts and our minds and we dream about and we hope to see them. But what we realize, and it's always this way, the church was never meant to have one person doing something. It's always
absolutely
working together.
Yes.
I think Paul uses one another, that phrase over 125 yes. times or something. And so you're like, this is what we need. Mm-hmm. And people that have talents for horses or yeah. for software, whatever it is,
yeah.
you know, to use those for God's glory.
Absolutely.
You know. It's much better than a gigantic paycheck. It's so much better. Yeah. That's where that true abundant life comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
This has been so good, but I do have one last question for both of you. And so Nina, I'll ask you first.
Okay.
What is the one thing that we can be praying for you for?
I'm going to bring up my kids again, mm-hmm. but this extends to us as well. I have this picture of God just walking all around us and kind of covering us, you know, spiritually, physically, like however. I would love for your congregation to be praying this on a regular basis, to be covering my children in the spiritual realm, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
and us. Because then anything comes our way, I have this feeling like, okay, you know, the Lord is around us. This is for our growth. This is for our trusting him, and it's easily accepted than when you just feel like you're being beaten. So I would say spiritual, physical, all-encompassing protection from him.
Yeah, 100%. How about you, Andre?
I would actually like to invite you in a big vision that I have for Slovenia. Slovenia has 50 towns that are big enough to have high school. So that means a town around 5,000 plus. And only 20 out of those have some sort of evangelical church or evangelical presence, not necessarily even a church. And only 10 of those towns have a youth group. What I would love to invite everyone to pray with me is I would love to see a healthy, reproducing youth community in every town in Slovenia that has high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would mean plant 30 new churches, start 40 new youth groups. So healthy church will produce healthy youth group. They'll produce healthy disciples.
Yes.
And that's my big prayer.
That's a good one.
It's a really good one.
I second that.
Well, this has been so wonderful. And I can't thank you enough for your hospitality over the last 5 days. Kind of sad to be leaving you, but I'm sure we'll see you again for
Come
sure.
Again.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
And so.
Come again. And I'd like to extend an invitation to any fellowship member, you know, that if they're traveling Europe, we've already had some people email us, they'll pass by or something.
Yes.
You know, you've seen our house.
Yes.
We can have people over.
Yes, it's been so nice.
So welcome, really. Welcome.
Yeah,
family.
The food's great too.
Yep.
Love that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And God bless you. We will be praying for you. We look forward to seeing what God will do with the two of you and with Fellowship Bible Church being as a supporting church for you.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church. For more information on our outreach ministry, visit fellowshipbiblechurch.org. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, let's follow Jesus together and help others do the same.